I want to be a firefighter, a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. One of the great things about the State of Opportunity project is that we get to do a lot of in-depth reporting. So that means we can spend months at a time hanging out in a place to really get a feel for what's going on. I decided to spend several months hanging out in a fifth grade classroom just outside Detroit. Now, at the beginning of the school year, the students struggled with math, reading, and discipline issues. Here is just a quick clip of what the classroom sounded like back in September.
If you're talking, please stop. If you're talking, please stop.
I decided to revisit the classroom at the end of the school year to see what, if anything, had changed. Now, it's been more than 5 months since I've been back to Myers Elementary, and on the surface, at least, not much has changed in Kathy Bauer's fifth grade class.
I've counted backwards from zero 4 times. Are still not ready to start math.
At the beginning of the school year, Kathy Bauer had 40 kids on her class list. That's right, 40 fifth graders in one small classroom without air conditioning. She's now down to 30 kids, she thinks.
I've gained and lost so many kids since you were here.
Can you kind of walk me through it?
Well, Juliana was here, Brayshawn is new, Jalen was here, Alante's gone, Ariana and Orlando are both gone as of Thursday of last week. Bobby Rose is still here. Nefertiti's still here. Keith's still
all of the
here.
Kids in Bauer's
Shyla's
class
gone.
Are what you would call at
Patrick's
risk.
Here.
They all live in poverty. Their test scores are well below the state average. And most live in single-family households with parents who never went to college. In a lot of low-income communities like this one, school is more than just school. Parents are just trying to make it day to day, so it falls on principals and teachers like Bauer to fill in the gaps, to ask the students, do you need a backpack? Did you get enough to eat this morning? Do you need a ride to school? And then there's the transiency problem. Kids are in and out of the school for weeks at a time. So even 9 months into the school year, Kathy Bauer still has to spend a huge chunk of her day reminding students how to behave.
I think we wasted a lot of time on discipline. And I really, that hurts my heart. But I believe that there were some really amazing learning things that happened this year. We had every single person went up in their reading level.
The fifth graders also learned a lot of new math facts, like how to multiply and divide fractions, how to do long division. One boy got a lesson of the heart.
I like Allison. Does Allison know? No. Do you want me to tell her? No. Can I put it on the radio? Yes.
And a bunch of students learned some important life lessons.
I learned that it's nice to be friends with people because if you're friends with a lot of people, then a lot of people will be nice to you.
When somebody try to get you in trouble, just look the other way and walk away and don't try to go with them.
And at least one student, a young boy named Montez, has come away with a new outlook on his future. When I first interviewed him back in the fall, he very bluntly told me he did not want to go to college. And now?
Yeah, I want to. I don't want to be no bum.
I talked to him. I literally sat down and talked to him and said, Montez, your ticket out of poverty is college. You have to go.
This is the principal at Myers Elementary, Deidre Zakim.
So you can say, I want to buy that car. You can buy that car. You know, with a college degree, you get a good job. It'll set you up for your future. And he goes, really? You know, so it's just he had not even had been introduced to the concept. So that's what I'm here for, you know.
Zakim has no plans to leave Myers Elementary anytime soon. So she'll be there to help the next set of fifth grade students, to show them how education, if they stick with it, can also be their ticket out of poverty. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.